As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's, I guess, a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Yeah, watch out for those falling saviors. Today is Good Friday, April the 22nd, 2011. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local, particularly happy today. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast, where those with unlimited long-distance access are in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Had a flood of email yesterday, some really good stuff that I'm looking forward to the weekend to read. But you can get a hold of me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter to Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. All broadcasting Become Vocal Local to their local listening audiences, and we thank you for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065 throughout the broadcast. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com and the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals continue setting record highs as confidence in the U.S. dollar wanes. Earth Day 2011, plant a green weenie 6 foot under for me today, won't you please? Holy days ahead this weekend. United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development, we'll look at that a bit today. And also packing Uncle Sam's trunk, visualizing greater freedom and less tyranny ahead. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Of course, the spot market, the futures market, that's all closed up over on New York today. But the spot market remains open on Good Friday, Earth Day, April the 22nd, 2011. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we found gold trading up $2.40 at $1,507.10. That's right, 1507 gold. Silver up another 2 cents at $46.63 an ounce. Somebody pinch me. Platinum up $3 at $1,816 a troy ounce, and palladium off $3 at $765 in the spot market. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,504.60 for a low and $1,513.60 for a high. But at $1,507.10, your gold is up year to year $370.30. For a 32.57% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, no change. They're closed down. Got everything shut up for the weekend. SPDR gold shares overnight trims off 0.61 metric tons. They claim this morning to be holding 1,229.64 metric tons. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts still. It'll be that way on Monday, too. Don't seem to change that one. Anyway, let's go back into our market report for the benefit of all of those that were away at the top of the hour news and weather break. Back into the gold and silver market, the spot market. Again, it's open today. The futures market's closed. Equities, all that. That COMEX, that's all shut down for the day. Locked up tighter than a drum. The London Gold Fix, the LBMA.org. They're not showing any activity over there either. But there's still activity going on in the spot market. It never really sleeps, folks, when you're dealing with something that's real. Well, it doesn't have to go to sleep. Gold is going to be there whether you're awake for it or not. Gold this morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, was up $2.40 again at $1,507.10 an ounce. Silver up 2 cents at $46.63. Platinum up $3 at $18.16. And palladium off 3 at $765. But the good news, the lows and the highs of the gold spot market, $1,504.60, folks, for a low. $15,13.60 for a high. Your gold is up $370.30 an ounce this year, year to year, from 12 months back, at a 32.57% return on your investment. I mean, you just can't beat that with a stick, and why'd want to? Crude oil this morning up 84 cents at $112.35. The USDX flat at 74.11. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 53. at 12,506. The NASDAQ closed up 18 at 2820. And the S&P 500 closed up 7 at 1337. Of course, there's not much happening in the foreign exchange rates this morning. The gold charts look almost flat line. The foreign exchange rates, the same thing. The only one that really had any move at all so far this morning is the Swiss franc. It's up 11 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.13. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, 32.32 ounces of silver. We'll pick you up 1 ounce of gold. Here's an article from the chat room right off of LouRockwell.com. Not going to go into too much of this one, but they write this. This by Richard Russell. The dollar is doing just what the Federal Reserve wants it to do. It's sinking, sinking, and stinking more. Sadly, the great American public doesn't understand what's happening, and if they were told, they couldn't care less. Of course, what the public does notice is the painful result of the dollar's bear market. The result is seen every time Joe Sixpack and his wife hit the neighborhood supermarket. The rising prices are a shocker. And if the price of your favorite cold cereal has not been raised, there's less of the cereal in the box. Then, when Joe has to fill up the buggy to get home, he groans as he sees the gasoline tab. $60 to fill up this lemon, he says, I'm going to buy a motorized bike. This country's going to hell in a handbasket. Well, the dollar certainly is. No doubt about that. Let's go over here and take a look in our news basket and see what we've got up this morning. I guess I should start on the other side and pick this article first. This off of Bloomberg. Gold touches a record set for the third weekly gain. Sang-Woo Park and Jaihoor. Wow. Kind of curious names that is. Anyway, writing this today for Bloomberg, gold advanced to a record set for a third weekly gain as a weaker dollar and debt concerned boosted the metals appeal as an alternative investment. Alternative investment. Alternative to what? It is the investment. The rest of it's just a paper trail. Silver gained to the highest level in 31 years. You know, we keep looking back to that 31-year mark. And every day we set a new record. Gold for immediate delivery reached an all-time high of $1,512.47 an ounce before trading at a 1508.78 at 4:10 p.m. in Seoul, South Korea time. The metal is up 1.5% this week. Futures for June delivery yesterday touched a record of $1,509.60 on the COMEX in New York. The most active contract has posted a record 10 times this month. The exchange is closed today in observance of the Good Friday holiday, so it runs around the globe, Good Friday, you know. It's also Earth Day, by the way, and we're going to talk more about Earth Day. We're going to talk about Good Friday. Quote, the weak dollar is having the most influence on gold at the moment, said Chow Ung Soo. Well, he probably says it that way. A Seoul-based trader at Korea Exchange Bank Futures Company. The market is getting more jittery now that we have sovereign debt concerns about the U.S. in addition to Europe and the Middle East problems, which increasingly boosts safe haven demand for gold. I mean, where are you going to go, folks? Middle East is on fire. They got predator drones flying overhead now. Europe is burning down, and now the United States is going with it. It does look like the New World Order's plans are working out too well for them. Or maybe they're working out swimmingly. The dollar slid to the lowest level since August of 2008 against a basket of six major currencies. We call that the USDX around here. You can find out more about that at theice.com. On speculation that the Federal Reserve will be slow to raise borrowing costs. The dollar index is little changed today. The Fed has kept the benchmark rate between 0% and 0.25% since memory. Anyway, been there for a long time, December of 2008. And pledged to purchase $600 billion in treasuries through June to stimulate the economy. This is all old news, so we'll just drop it right there. But that's what's happening. I mean, it's making, you know, global news. Here's another one, rather interesting, just in case you didn't know, and I'm sure you did. iPhone and iPad tracking is probably a quote-unquote mistake. Researchers say, I'll say it's a mistake. Keeps me from ever having one of those cheap Chinese plastic crappies. Anyway, Adam Sutterino is writing this, or Sutterino. What a name. Ah, there's no more Smiths and Joneses anymore. The iPhone and the iPad's ability to log users' whereabouts is probably a mistake that Apple Inc. will eliminate, said the researchers who discovered the feature. Quote, if this was a conspiracy, Can you believe it, folks? Right there on the Bloomberg website. If this was a conspiracy, this file would have been hidden better and we wouldn't have found it, close quote, said Alasdair Allen, A-L-L-A-N, by the way, one of the computer programmers who discovered the tracking feature. Quote, our best guess is this was an engineering mistake. How many times do you have an engineering mistake in software inside of something? Allen and former Apple software engineer Pete Warden said they stumbled upon the file where all the location data was being stored by accident while toying with the iPhone to see what other data could be pulled from the device. You know, like they do on the roadside visits. You stick your little iPads up to a coupler and Bright or something like that is the company, Seabright. Yeah, and then they just download everything. Anyway, they were surprised to find a file with about 29,000 logs of their whereabouts, about a year's worth. They determined that Apple's iOS 4 operating system for the iPhone and the iPad 3G is logging latitude, longitude coordinates, along with a timestamp of when a spot was visited. Spot. When you stand by that fire hydrant the next time lifting your leg, be careful. The data is transferred to the hard drive of a computer when the 3G iPhone or iPad is synced. Huh? Don't sync that iPad, baby. Put it in concrete or something. Anyway, we'll be right back. More to come.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
But of course, all the listeners of this broadcast and the Oracle Broadcasting Network are well aware that, you know, everywhere you go, you're tracked, you're traced, you're databased endlessly, you know. But here, this article up on Bloomberg this morning, again, by an Adam Satariano. I don't know, maybe he's from Phuket or something, India. You know, the iPhone, the iPad tracking is probably a mistake, researchers say. Well, let's go back into the article. I don't think this is at all a mistake. But somebody's discovered it, and now it's getting out. Anyway, they determined that the Apple's iOS operating system for the iPhone and the iPad G or 3G is logging your latitude, your longitude coordinates, along with a timestamp of when the spot was visited. Spot. And like I said, be careful when you lift your leg. As data geeks, my first reaction was, this is really cool. I love seeing this story of my life play out on a map, said Alan. My second reaction was, I don't want anybody else to see this. Yeah. I'll tell you, I've got a new rule as of this morning. No cell phones, no iPads in my house, period, flat out. Leave them in the car or leave. Don't even stop. If the feature isn't eliminated by Apple, customers at least need to be able to opt out of having their movements logged, said Warden, who used to work on Mac software at Apple. Quote, the key difference is permission and control. All right. Close quote. He said, quote, with this file, you have no control over that. The user can't get informed consent. Nice to see that written in a news article on Bloomberg. Serious concerns? The discovery has led to criticism of Apple from privacy groups, regulators in France and Germany, as well as U.S. lawmakers. Allen and Warden said they reached out to Apple about the tracking before publishing their results yesterday and didn't hear back. Quote, the existence of this information, stored in an unencrypted format, raises serious privacy concerns, close quote, said U.S. Senator Al Franken. Yeah, I'll bet, Al. What's the name of that adult steam bath you go to on a regular basis, Al? Yeah, we can give you the Northings and the Eastings on the room that you like to occupy. A Democrat from Minnesota said in a letter to Apple Chief Executive Officer Steve Jobs, seeking answers to questions about how the tracking data is being used. I guess all these lawmakers would probably be rather concerned, not wanting to have their little iPhones and iPads and all of the other things documenting all of the whorehouses they stop into in the course of a day. Apple didn't respond to multiple requests for comments. The company has previously told lawmakers that it collects location information about users of its smartphones, the Wall Street Journal reported today. Allen and Warden said they hope publicizing the issue will ensure that Apple addresses the tracking feature. They also suggest users choose to encrypt data that's being transferred from their iPad or their iPhone. What we've been telling everyone is don't panic, said Warden. At the same time, we need to make sure this is fixed. Well, I'd say so. The best way to use it, don't use it. That's the kicker right there. All right. If that's not bad enough, now we get into predators striking Gaddafi's troops, fighting the rebels, and who cares? There are predators. Benjamin Harvey, Patrick Donahue, and Mayor... Oh, my. Well, they had to drag this person in for collaborative writing, but I can't even pronounce the name. The U.S. sent armed predator drone missions The U.S. sent armed predator drones on missions over Libya and European allies, dispatched military advisors in renewed efforts to help rebel fighters oust our old friend Muammar Gaddafi's regime, without sending soldiers into combat, they added. U.S. Senator John McShane, a Vietnam War terrorist, spent most of his time in the Hanoi Hilton, on his back probably. Anyway, U.S. Senator John McCain, a Vietnam War veteran and former presidential candidate, that's debatable, who has supported military intervention in Libya. He supports military intervention anywhere. He wanted the 100-year war in Iraq, right? Remember this guy? John McStain? Johnny Mac? Anyway, arrived in the rebel-held city of Benghazi today to meet the fighters. Can you imagine? Johnny McCain in Libya, in Benghazi. I wonder if he was using his expense account for that. Anyway, he called them heroes, the Associated Press reported. Meanwhile, France, Italy, and the United Kingdom sent military advisors to help with communications and training. We're not getting involved in the ground at all, though. We need to step up the pressure on every front, sort of short of sending ground troops. Military advisors are not ground troops, right? UK Prime Minister David Cameron said yesterday on BBC Scotland Radio, troops are prohibited under the United Nations Security Council resolution authorizing the no-fly zone. Yeah, but we could sit offshore and fire rockets into their place. We could fly over the top of them with Predator drones and blow the hell out of the civilians. But yeah, no troops, man. No troops. Quote, we're not allowed, rightly, to have an invading army or an occupying army, Cameron said. That's not what the Libyans want. That's not what we want. And that's not what the world wants. Barry the Usurper approved the use of drones armed with Hellfire missiles. I thought he was the peace candidate, man. Yeah. Yeah, use drones. That sounds good. Against Libyan government forces, Defense Secretary Robert Gates told reporters at a Pentagon briefing yesterday the unmanned aircraft previously used for reconnaissance provide better visibility of targets. That's important. When Muammar Gaddafi's forces are fighting in and around cities, said Marine General James Cartwright, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Bad weather? The remotely piloted aircraft were unable to complete missions on their first outing today, yesterday due to bad weather, Cartwright said. The Predator is made by the closely held General Atomics Aeronautical Systems of San Diego. The use of Predators is, quote, has a very limited additional role for the U.S., Gates said. I don't think any of us see that as mission creep. No, just another creepy mission there, Mr. Gates. There's no wiggle room on the president's rejection of placing boots on the ground in Libya, he said. All right. I thought we said we're not allowed to have invading armies. It has nothing to do with the president's wiggle room about that. The European military advisors, who will total fewer than 50, will be the first official Western military forces in Libya. Wait a minute. I thought that's boots on the ground. What do these guys do? Walk on water? I don't know. Anyhow, the NATO-led UN sanctioned mission is to police a no-fly zone, protect civilians, and enforce an arms embargo on the Gaddafi regime. And then it talks about oil halting and things like that. Pilots in North Atlantic Treaty Organization warplanes have had difficulty identifying Gaddafi's forces once they move into cities and have had to exercise extra caution to avoid civilian casualties. The Predator gives NATO the ability to get closer to possible targets, review the scene, and strike with precision. I'm not going to kill any more civilians. They promised that, right? Maybe we could get that in writing. Earlier this week, the U.S. said it would provide $25 million in non-lethal aid, right? Such as radios and body armor. I mean, for goodness sakes, young men and women in Iraq couldn't get body armor. They had to get it sent to from home in a care package. But we're going to give $25 million in body armor to the Libyan rebels. These guys aren't even in the military. They just, oh, well. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton yesterday called for some degree of patience about the outcome of the conflict. She referred to the fact that the U.S. and its NATO allies bombed Serbia for 78 days in 1999 during the presidency of her husband, Bill, I love to kill Serbs, Clinton, to stop its attacks on Kosovo. The campaign over Libya just began over a month ago, so we haven't been bombing for 78 contiguous days anyway. It's all a temptation in any. It's always a temptation in any conflict to expect there to be resolution quickly, she told reporters after meeting with Dutch Foreign Minister Yuri Rosenthal in Washington. Anyway, we'll pick that up right after this.
The home of cutting edge talk radio online. Worldwide. at OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, if you'd like to weigh in on any of the news articles or share any other information during the broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do so. You can call in at 866-841-1065, or if you have unlimited long-distance access on your iPad or your iPhone or any of the other track and trace devices that you carry with you, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. As we welcome the Ishtar Rodentia fecal droppings that are going to be picked up by children, I guess, sometime this weekend. New York Times shares fall as ad circulation revenue declines. This by an Alex Sherman, writing for Bloomberg. New York Times Company, publisher of the namesake newspaper, fell after reporting first quarter revenue that trailed the analyst estimates as advertising sales and circulation declined. Yeah, the internet is having an impact. Revenue dropped to $566.5 million from $587.9 million a year earlier, the New York-based company said in a statement today. Analysts had projected $569 million, according to the average estimate from a Bloomberg survey. Earnings per share, excluding one-time expenses, were 2 cents, meeting analysts' estimates. So I guess you can get your 2 cents worth by investing in the New York Times. Advertising revenue slid 4.4% to $299 million compared with a year ago, though digital ad sales rose 4.5%. Circulation declined 3.7%, the revenue from it, to $228 million. right? So they own the paper and they own the ink, but it's getting less profitable by the day. And tight cost controls cannot shield print ad weakness, said William Byrd, an analyst at Lazard Capital Markets, who rates the shares as a sell in a research note. You sell your shares of New York Slime. Times Company said ad revenues trend in the first half of April are in line with those of the first quarter, which may lead analysts to lower their earnings estimates. And it continues, the advertising marketplace faced increased pressure in the first quarter, reflecting the uncertain economic environment. So it's not just your job that's being impacted. It's going across the board, and there's more to that article, but we'll let it go there. Obama administration forms a group to probe, I'm sure he's got several probing groups, possible oil price manipulation. Notice they use the word here in the headline, possible. We've only been saying that here since the first rifle shot was fired in Libya. But Justin Bloom, not the same as Just in Time, that's his brother. Justin Bloom, writing this for Bloomberg, the Obama administration created a working group to explore whether oil and gasoline prices are being driven higher by illegal manipulation, the Justice Department said. It's only 100 years late, I guess they might as well. Anyway, the working group, which includes representatives of federal agencies and state attorneys, I don't imagine any of those would have British Petroleum stock shares in their portfolio, will check for fraud, collusion, or misrepresentation at the retail and wholesale level, the department said in a statement today. The group also will examine investor practices and the role of speculators and index traders in the oil futures market. You've got to ask yourself, folks, why is crude oil at $112.35 a barrel, delivered as it is in Cushing, Oklahoma? Why? Why? We get no oil from Libya at all. Saudi Arabia has repeatedly said that the little drab that comes out of there, they could easily make up, all right, from their reserves. So that's not the reason. So why is it going up and up and up? Well, it's going up because of illegal manipulation and speculation of index traders in the oil futures market. These people should have a very easy job finding fraud. Rapidly rising gasoline prices are pinching the pockets of consumers across the country, Attorney General Eric Holder said in a statement. Wow. Brilliant, Eric. We will be vigilant in monitoring the oil and gas markets for any wrongdoing, so that consumers can be confident they're not paying higher prices as a result of illegal activity. I think this is an undeclared war against Libya, isn't it? The whole damn thing is illegal in my book. With a presidential election just 19 months away, Barry the usurper faces increasing political pressure over rising gasoline prices. Crude oil futures have increased 22% and gasoline surged 34% this year as Middle East unrest reduced supply, not for us, and the global economic rebound bolstered fuel demand. Where? Where is that fuel demand? We're swimming in oil. Everyone says so, not just me. Both futures contracts touched the highest levels this month since the records reached in 2008. Right. You think you're not underwriting this war in Libya with your gasoline purchases? Guess again. Short-term gains? The usurper, in remarks prepared for delivery today at a town hall meeting in Reno, Nevada, this was all coming out yesterday, by the way, you probably heard the clips, said that the administration will make sure that no one is taking advantage of the American people for their own short-term gain. And Barry the usurper and Michelle, they booked up, what was it, $127 million? How does somebody serve in the office of president and walk away with millions and millions and millions a year? That no one is taking advantage of the American people for their own short-term gain? Maybe we ought to visit with Lloyd Blankfein one more time. Timberlake, that was just another, what did he say? Shitty deal. The Energy Market Working Group is part of a financial fraud enforcement task force. Start with the fraud in the White House. Where's your birth certificate, Barry? In a memo to the task force, Holder said Obama asked him to work with the federal agencies and state attorneys generals to assure that laws weren't being violated on oil and gas prices. Did somebody arrest the Rockefellers just for the hell of it? Anyway, Holder also wrote that it is clear that there are lawful reasons for increases in gas prices, given supply and demand. Now, Holder, you better start listening to Become Vocal Local. Been on this dog since the beginning. There is no lawful reason for increases in gas prices given supply, which is overplus, and demand, which is dropping on a daily basis. Maybe you could read EconoDay's website from time to time, Mr. Holder, and get yourself up to speed, all right? The president's job approval rating, I don't even need to go any further, bunch of claptrap. Let's go to this one. Texas fund driven by oil rally. Wouldn't want to say these people had any incentive to have higher gasoline prices. Texas fund driven by oil rally may reach $12 billion by 2013, Senator says. David Middleburg, writing this for Bloomberg, Texas Reserve Fund may climb to 28% more than officially forecast by 2013 as energy prices rally. No insider trading going on here. A gain that might help the second most populous state avoid some spending cuts, a key senator said. The fund, fed by energy taxes, so they don't get any more energy taxes as the cost of gasoline goes up at the point at the pump, right? It's all based on percentages, folks. Anyway, the fund, fed by energy taxes and forecast by the state comptroller to reach $9.4 billion by the end of August 2013, get up and look at that Corporation Nation video one time. That'll set you straight. May gain more by then. Senate Finance Committee Chairman, Steve Ogden, I wonder what their operating budget is. A Brian Republican said yesterday, I don't know what a Brian Republican is, but nevertheless, that fund could easily rise to $12 billion. Ogden said at a committee hearing, he based his estimate on revenue increases from taxes on oil and natural gas production in the state as energy prices climb. And then it goes on. So it doesn't take a lot of study to figure out that this is all a fraud. And even Eric Holder. I mean, you know, if he was Pinocchio, they'd have to follow him around with a woodcutter just to lob the cordwood off the end of his nose. Send out Geppetto's woodcutters, please. The U.S.-Japan debt risk underestimated by credit swap markets, Rabobank says. That's by Simon Kennedy, pretty good writer most days. The U.S. and Japan are more at risk of sovereign debt crisis than financial markets currently signal, according to the Rabobank International. You can forget about the pigs, folks. The five little pigs. The U.S. and Japan are going to lead this list. The bank's sovereign vulnerability index ranks Japan as the second most vulnerable, and the U.S. as fifth and closing in fast. While credit default swaps rank Japan as seventh and the U.S. the 11th, the Shaheen Kamalodin, an international economist at Rabobank. Rabobank. Pull out your gun and go in, I guess. We'll be right back.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
You know, given the illiteracy rate in the United States of America, I would suggest that Rabobank does not open up a branch anyplace near Chicago, you know. When they say you're the bank's sovereign vulnerability, vulnerable, I guess. Put a big sign out front says Rabobank. I imagine people would line up to try it. Kind of like a game, whack-a-mole or something, Rabobank. Anyway, the bank's sovereign vulnerability index ranks Japan as the second most vulnerable and the U.S. as fifth. While credit default swaps rank Japan 7th and the U.S. the 11th, Shaheen Kamalodin, an international economist at Rabobank, said in a report to clients today, Rabobank agrees with the market that Greece is the most threatened by the potential for debt turmoil. The index is based on 8 indicators. Well, we don't need to worry about that. The most noteworthy observation is that debt-ridden Japan is the most vulnerable to a sovereign debt crisis after Greece. So I don't know how you'd work out that particular, I don't know how you'd work out that acronym to work the J into the little pig story, but I'm sure somebody will be clever enough to come up with it. Anyway, so much for that article. J.P. Morgan is in the news not once but twice. J.P. Morgan agrees to return $800 million to settle a Lehman brokerage claim. This by Linda Sandler, writing for Bloomberg. J.P. Morgan Chase will settle claims against it brought by Lehman Brothers Holding, Inc. brokerage by returning $800 million in cash and securities, according to court papers. All right, the defunct brokerage, Lehman Brothers, this is what started the dominoes, remember, will distribute the money to customers. I wonder if you're going to be doing that by brown paper bag out the front door or what. According to a filing yesterday in U.S. bankruptcy court in Manhattan, J.P. Morgan was the main clearing bank for the Lehman brokerage, processing billions of dollars of transactions and lending tens of billions of dollars daily to LBMI, according to the filing. Now, you think you're gonna get someplace, you know, by not buying on the 15th of each month? These guys loan billions of dollars to each other every single day. I don't think you're going to bring down corporate America that easily, darling. While some of the loans were secured by securities in the brokerage accounts, the bank didn't have a valid lien on some customer property, which now is being returned. They had more of these screwed up liens again. The agreement will have no material financial impact on J.P. Morgan. You hear that? So they can go into their pocket for $800 million and give it back, and it's not going to phase them one iota. So much for all those shorts in the silver market. Here's another one. J.P. Morgan Chase settles a middle. Notice these are both settling, all right? J.P. Morgan settled the first one. J.P. Morgan settling this one. What does that mean? That means that we're not going to trial here. We're getting in front of the black-robed pimp, and we're cutting deals. We're cutting deals. How do you plead? I plead guilty. I'm just crazy about money. Money, 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 money. J.P. Morgan Chase settles military mortgage overcharging suits for $56 million. Jeff Feely writing this. J.P. Morgan and Chase, or J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, one of the lenders criticized over improper foreclosures on military family homes, agreed to pay $56 million to settle claims it overcharged service members on their mortgages. All right, so while Dad's over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, these guys are driving the wife and children out into the alley. J.P. Morgan will pay $27 million in cash to about 6,000 active-duty military personnel who were overcharged on their mortgages, cut the interest rates on soldiers' home loans, and return homes that were wrongfully foreclosed upon, according to settlement terms filed in federal court in Beaufort, South Carolina. Or they might say it Beaumont or Beaufort. Anyway, J.P. Morgan officials said 3 months ago that one of the bank's units had made errors in the handling of mortgages covered by the Service Members Civil Relief Act. All caps in there now. Service Members Civil Relief Act. That law was enacted in 1942 to shield deployed military personnel from financial stress. Quote, "We are sorry and regret the mistakes our firm made on mortgages for members of the military, close quote. Frank Bisignano, a J.P. Morgan official appointed to oversee the company's home lending unit in February, said in an email statement, quote, "We hold ourselves accountable and responsible for these mistakes." Now, you see, J.P. Morgan understands the difference between accountability and responsibility. They're being accountable by paying it back, and they're responsible for it because they've done it. There's a difference, you know. In February, J.P. Morgan officials said they returned 10 homes to families. It's not really profound, is it? Protected by the law that were found to have been taken improperly in foreclosure actions, the service member's law requires enhanced reviews of soldiers' mortgages and payment histories before such actions are undertaken. J.P. Morgan officials said at the time that his mortgage unit didn't provide the required review to a total of 18 military families whose homes are foreclosed upon. All right. Don't worry, the numbers are going to get much bigger. This company has a great history of honoring military veterans. I would say they have. And the mistakes we made on military foreclosures are a painful aberration on that track record, Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon said in a February statement. The bank said in January it would pay about $2 million to about 4,500 service members after discovering they'd been overcharged on their J.P. Morgan mortgages. Well, things are getting more and more. The numbers are coming up. We get down to the end of the article, and it's about 6,000 or more that are involved in this. But there's a lawsuit pending. It's out there. They're settling out of court, I guess. And there's more to it than that. Let's go up to Wisconsin. A Wisconsin agency sues over the state Supreme Court election recount methods. Andrew Harris writing this for Bloomberg. Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. Now we've got responsibility and accountability, all right? And Wisconsin understands that. They have a Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. They ask a judge to allow the use of electronic voting memory cartridges to speed the recount in a contested Supreme Court election, even if that use might erase the voting data. Now, wait a minute. They use an electronic voting memory cartridge in an electronic voting device, and when they recount the vote, it might erase the voting data? Don't like the sound of that one. The nonpartisan agency filed the lawsuit today in a state court in Madison, naming as defendants incumbent Supreme Court Justice David T. Prosser Jr. and his challenger, Joanne Kloppenberg. The Prossers and the Kloppenbergs. K-L-O-P-P-E-N-B-U-R-G. Kloppenberg said yesterday, asked election officials for a statewide recount after a review of the election, April 5th election, results showed that Prosser had won by 7,316 votes out of almost 1.5 million ballots cast. Very, very close race there. The recount comes while the state's top court addresses two separate filings, asking it to overturn a temporary injunction and dismiss a lawsuit challenging the legality of Republican Governor Scott Walker's legislation limiting public employees' ability to engage in collective bargaining. All right? So this was a really important race because they can get the right justice on there while they can flip the legislation around inside. Now, allowing counties to retabulate votes using the erasable memory cartridges. Wow. Man, why don't they just, you know, burn a copy, do a backup? What's the deal? Will allow for a timely and accurate recount that will give effect to the will of the electors. The will of the electors. That'd be the sheeple. It's the majority. It's the mob. According to a complaint filed by the Office of Attorney General, State Attorney General, General J.B. Van Hollen, Lisa Weiner, or Weiner, the Milwaukee County Election Board's administrator, said it would take at least a week to conduct a recount using the machines and twice as long, or 2 weeks, for a hand count. The cost of a mechanical recount would exceed $500,000. Oh, they've got to stick these little cards in there. Man, that's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a week to stick all those little cards in there. That's a lot of work. Does it cost $500,000, $500,000 to do it? Well, the candidates have until the end of today to request a hand count, so I guess it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. Well, you know what day today is, right? Today is Earth Day. It's also Good Friday. Earth Day is a rather unusual day, however. Earth Day 2011, a billion acts of green, the Earth Day Network. We'll talk about that in the second hour. Agenda 21, sustainable development, all that, and your calls. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, today is Good Friday and also Earth Day. We're going to talk about both of those in this hour. First hour went through a variety of news off the news pad. But this is going to be a little bit different this hour. Your calls are going to be certainly welcome throughout the entire following hour at 866-841-1065. Right off the bat, let me just say this. If you go up today and type in Good Friday and nothing else into a Google browser, you'll immediately come up with the Wikipedia. Well, at least it does on my computers. But if you type in Earth Day, you'll come up with an entirely different panoply. You'll come up with an entire list of very interesting things. So we typed in Good Friday, and this is what we get from Wiki. This article is about the religious holy day for the Northern Ireland peace deal. See Good Friday agreement. I could also say see Good Friday earthquake if you want to find out about that. But this is about religion. Good Friday, from the senses pious, holy of the word good. Interesting. Is a religious holiday observed primarily by Christians commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his death at Calvary. The holiday is observed during Holy Week as part of the Paschal Triduum on the Friday preceding Easter Sunday, which is this Sunday, by the way. You want to get out there and chase the Ishtar Rodentia around with the children. It'll be the day to get really excited about fertility. Anyhow, the holiday is observed during Holy Week. Of course, this Passover has been going on here. On the Friday preceding Ishtar Sunday, and may coincide with the Jewish observance of Passover. When I was 40, I was baptized, an adult baptism, full-body immersion, on a sunrise Easter Sunday service by a homosexual rector in a church. Half the lay staff were either homosexuals or lesbians. When I discovered how deep the corruption ran, I was remorse that I'd spent a year preparing for that that morning. But nevertheless, it's amazing. You know, you go into a church and you want to turn from your wicked ways and follow the Lord, and the first thing out of the mouth is some bunch of pack of lies from these people that pose as holy men and women. It's also known as Holy Friday, Great Friday, or Easter Friday, though the latter normally refers to the Friday in Easter week. Based on the details of the canonical Gospels, the crucifixion of Jesus was most probably on a Friday. Most probably. Most probably. Anybody out there? Anybody out there in all of your research, all of these researchers out there, have any of you ever come across any definitive document extant that would place the feet of the Christ on the planet Earth? Anyone? I never wondered what the purpose of a bodily resurrection is and an ascension into the heavenly. Surely the creator of the universe realizes that oxygen quickly depletes the higher you go up. So not only was he crucified and stabbed to death, then he asphyxiated himself, right? Froze himself first and then asphyxiated. I wonder how rapidly he rose. Must have been an awful ordeal. Hard to say which was worse, the crucifixion or the ascension. Anyway, I guess they didn't realize that. The Hebrew boys, just they're kind of lowlanders. The estimated year of Good Friday is A.D. 33. And that's a whole study on itself. Why did they switch time? Talk about the switch in time cases. This is a classic. Anyway, why did they switch time? Anyway, AD 33. What really happened in the first year there that pissed people off so much they wanted to throw the old calendar away? What were they hiding? By two different groups and originally as AD 34 by Isaac Newton, via the differences between the biblical and the Julian calendars and the crescent of the moon. Well, we'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our second hour of the Friday, Good Friday, April the 22nd, 2011, Earth Day, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Our second hour being picked up by Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, and all of our micro broadcasters, AM and FM affiliates. Thank you, gentlemen, for doing so, way as they were at the top of the hour, and near my rather caustic beginning on the Good Friday Report. But you can find this all up on Wikipedia. And, of course, if you're not in the chat room, you ought to be. BecomeVocalLocal.com. 10K Puddles got the fastest computer search machine in the world. It's just loading up the chat room with everything you want to know about Good Friday, and you could go in there and benefit from his research this morning. Anyway, based on the details of the canonical Gospels, the crucifixion of Jesus was probably on a Friday. Note the probably. It's kind of the way the economists do things, too, unexpectedly. They say, experts say, probably, might have been, could have been. The estimated year of Good Friday is A.D. 33, though no one's really sure, by two different groups, and originally as A.D. 34 by Yitzhak Newton, via the differences between the biblical and the Julian calendars and the crescent of the moon. And boy, did I spend years studying that sort of stuff. Wow. A third method, using a completely different astronomical approach based on a lunar crucifixion darkness and eclipse model, consistent with Apostle Peter's reference to a moon of blood. These people were so bloody. Sacrifice the man, and they turn around and wipe out all the little baby sheep, you know. Sacrificing lambs, sacrificial lambs. Man, anybody ever seen a baby sheep? You ever held one in your arms? Where's my knife? God, weird people. Anyway, biblical accounts, main articles, the Passion, Christianity, Crucifixion of Jesus, Sayings of Jesus on the Cross. These are the ones you can find on Wikipedia. According to the accounts in the Gospels, the temple guards, guided by Jesus' disciples, Judas Iscariot, arrested Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas received money, 30 pieces of silver. Now, why do we have to get in there and muddy that all up? 30 pieces of silver. Figure out what that would be. This morning, silver running $46.63 an ounce. Pretty cheap jump change here, this guy. Anyway, for betraying Jesus, and told the guards that whomever he kisses is the one they are to arrest. I don't know, man. Guy Judas going around kissing guys, I'd probably arrest him right along with Jesus. There he is, and interrogated with little results, and sent bound to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the Sanhedrin had assembled, and so on and so forth. You can read the rest of it. But people all over the world, all the artists, all the paintings, all of that, they've made great hay with this, okay? They based their entire faith upon it, I suppose. Anyway, here's another faith, rather interesting. This started after the Santa Barbara earth spill. The oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. Earth Day 2011. You can type this one into your browser and pick it up. Earth Day, that's what I put in, Google. 24,100,000 search results in 0.06 seconds. 24,100,000 search results. All right, home Earth Day Network. You can go there yourself. It's www.earthday.org. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Earth Day 2011. A billion acts of green. Earth Day Network. And then they've got the Earth Day, the history of the movement. I mean, you can just look at this very interesting thing. But they've got news for Earth Day, and they've got a real-time results for Earth Day, which has been stopped. My computer, I'll refresh the screen. And wow, there it goes again. News for Earth Day. Earth Day homepage. And you can just see them just going on and on. And I'm telling you, the people are really going for it. All of these Earth Day celebrations going on all over. Take action, donate, newsroom programs about us. April 22nd, Earth Day. Earth Day 2011, a billion acts of green. April 22nd is Earth Day. It's only a few short days away. Well, it's here now. This year, Earth Day's theme is themed after a billion acts of green. It's all these green weenies. I'd suggest you plant one in a town near you. Our people-powered campaign to generate a billion acts of environmental service and advocacy before Rio Plus 20. Ready to take part in Earth Day 2011? Here's how you can get involved. Of course, you didn't find a church that was this excited, that had their webpage up there about the Good Friday 2011. But they got this one over here. Now, what's the real religion on the planet? Communitarianism? Environmentalism? Eco-science? Or Christianity? My question to you. Other elements of the 2011 Earth Day campaign include the Canopy Project. Help fight deforestation. We'll plant a tree for every dollar you donate. Green schools. Greening America's schools within a generation. Women in the green economy. That's wage. Engaging women leaders in the creation and development of a global green economy. Athletes for the Earth. Bringing the voices of Olympic and professional athletes to the environmental movement. Creating climate wealth. Convening 200 of the world's entrepreneurs to solve climate change and create a new green economy. Acts for Earth. No, that's the Arts for Earth. Celebrating the work of environmental artists in all medias, including design, music, and museums. That's their partnership with the American Museum Association. Athletes for Earth. Bringing the voices of Olympic and professional athletes to the environmental movement. Athletes for Earth. has a proven track record, no pun intended, I'm sure, in illustrating the interaction of athletes and their environment and connecting popular athletic activities with environmental stewardship. You know, a side note, rather related, there's a young woman athlete, heard this last night, that had turned down an opportunity to go to China to participate in some one of the games that they play over there, I suppose. $50,000 possible cash prize money for winning whatever game they were going to play. But she declined to go. Why? Because of the women's abuse in China. So she's working part-time jobs in the in-between while the rest of the athletes are over there. I thought that was rather noble on her part. Anyway, the Canopy Project, here's another one. In 2010, the Earth Day Network planted over 1 million trees in 16 countries under the Avatar Home Tree Initiative. In 2011, EDN will continue with that effort with another 1 million trees in a large-scale, sponsor-supported tree planting project in partnership with nonprofit organizations throughout the world. Locations where reforestation is most urgently needed include Haiti, Brazil, Mexico, and urban areas of the U.S., like Detroit. You know? Help us green our future 1 million trees at a time, they say. Women in the green economy wage to accelerate and provide the new thinking and creative power for a global post-carbon economy. Earth Day Network is engaging women's business, government, and NGO leaders in its Women in the Green Economy Wage campaign. Our goal is to create a policy agenda for the Rio Plus 20. That's coming up, Rio 2012, next year. And relevant generate national, wow, looking at this sentence, the way they crafted it, very weird. Let's skip that. Arts for the Earth. Arts for the Earth is an innovative education program to teach sustainability and environmental education through museums and arts community networks. And then they've got a lot of other stuff going on here. Of course, you could go up to the Institute for New Economic Thinking. And on that webpage, that's the Bretton Woods 2 conference, you can look over on the right and click on the economic, sustainable economic chats and listen to some some very intellectual discussion there. It's happening just about everywhere. And I think we need to pay attention. This is Earth Day.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
I guess you'd have to be there to at the beginning to understand the end and sometimes the things that are happening in the middle. But insofar as that I was at in Berkeley, California, back in the 70s, on a day when they had an outdoor concert planned, and there was a concert in progress when I arrived, my guitar and bell bottoms and long hair and P-symbol and beads and tie-dye T-shirt and all the things that I used to mosey around in all the time back in the heyday, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. There were these fellows, I mentioned this story before, walking through, coming through this huge, you know, this is at People's Park in Berserkly. There was not a blade of grass to be found. There was more dog crap on the ground. It was difficult to find a place to sit. That was one of the local complaints everybody had about People's Park, you know. There were so many people that hung out of People's Park, they'd worn the grass away, and so many dogs running around and children peeing and pooping and all of that, you know, that it was a pretty nasty place to go. But we'd go there to listen to music. All right, so we're all there, beautiful sunny day in California, right on the coast there, and here comes these guys in slacks and white shirts and sports coats with ties, and, you know, there was nothing unusual about that. A lot of people wore suits and ties to, at least sports coats and ties or a blazer or something like that to school, to college, and, you know, Berkeley, California, what do you expect? Anyway, they're walking through. They've got these big cardboard boxes under their arms, and they're handing things out. You know, I love free things, so I got in a position where I could easily receive whatever it was they were handing out. And they were handing out these, like, 3x5 cards, a bunch of printing on both sides, but stuck through the center of the card was a little cloisonné pin in the shape of an oval E, kind of like the Euro, European Union symbol, all right? It was an E. It looked weird. I mean, what was it? You know, you had to read the card to figure out what it was, but it was the Earth Day pin, and it was official. Everybody wanted one. I got mine. I kept it in my glove compartment, my Volkswagen sedan, for a long time. I don't remember who I gave it to or who stole it, but somebody did, and it disappeared. But anyway, go all the way back to Earth Day, the beginning. So we know a little bit about the beginning, and as we went on then to communes and all of that, you know, the hippy-dippy lifestyle. Everybody doing kibbutzes in America, for goodness sake. Anyway, as globalism transitions from global to local, came into all of this back in 2004, thereabouts, studying Agenda 21. But I wrote this, and I've shared it with you in the past, but I wrote this in 2008. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. This is not meant to give place to the globalist earlier maxim, think global, act local. Far from it. To become vocal local is the antithesis of even the very nemesis of globalism. Countering the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to effect implementation through public buy-in, vocal local exposes the socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of the globalist safety cult agenda. Exposing globalist localism propaganda, vocal local reveals the true nature of a public-private partnership as nothing but a naked move towards corporate fascism. Wherever it is attempted, Vocal Local refuses to accept international, federal, or state grants in aid, realizing that whenever a people reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. Truly informed, bold, vocal local people understand that it's a far easier task to block globalism by whatever name it be hidden as it seeks to gain a foothold locally than it is to excise once it has become lodged in an unsuspecting host, metastasizing thence within the very body politic. And I say, just say no, become vocal local. But if you type it into your browser, be a vocal local, well, you'll just jump right over to the Norwich plagiarists. There's a lot going on there. There's another group, I think, up in Wisconsin or Minnesota. They're becoming vocal local as well. There's also another group over in China. But all of these are sustainable mercenaries. These are the change agents. So I guess I beat them to it, blocking their agenda. But here, right off of the EarthDay.org website, local elected officials and residents plan a green economy at Earth Day events. You see, this is where we need to become vocal local. We need to speak truth to power. This is why we intersect and interact with these local elected officials and residents. They don't know what the hell they're doing. But here, this woman, Christina Kermansky, writing this, and what's her email, Addie? getlocal@earthday.org. You think I'm kidding? getlocal@earthday.org. You could say, good morning, Christina. Local elected officials and residents plan a green economy at Earth Day events. Of course, at the Bretton Woods 2 in New Hampshire this past week, they also had a green economy, sustainable green economy seminar going on during that Bretton Woods discussion. There's the article. Local elected officials, well, that sounds like my line, nationwide from nearly 300 communities will meet with their area's residents as part of the Earth Day's network Global Day of Conversation campaign. Global Day of Conversation. That's becoming vocal local, isn't it? You see why it's so important to get involved now? To discuss promoting their green economy, protecting ecosystems, and saving on energy costs in large and small cities. What do we say? In our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states? Boy, maybe she listens. Christina, do you listen to my broadcast each morning? Do you? Do you really? In large and small cities across the county, governors, mayors, and city council members from states, now we got cities, counties, and states, as far north as Alaska and all the way to the sunny shores of Florida are taking part in these conversations to find innovative solutions, right? We style this broadcast as a solution-driven broadcast. Started talking about solutions before anyone thought of solutions. But anyway, taking part in these conversations, becoming vocal local, to find innovative solutions to create what? Jobs and green their economies. These meetings are part of Earth Day activities, and they also include festivals and town cleanup days. Topics at the Global Day of Conversation. The Global Day of Conversation. Wow. Becoming vocal local. Events include energy efficiency, water conservation, transportation, and how municipalities can create economic opportunities through green jobs and clean energy. That's right. You could weather strip your neighbor's home. Maybe you could do a little caulking if you didn't get caught. These conversations show the commitment of communities to grow the green economy in 2011 and beyond. Earth Day Network is thrilled. And local leaders have chosen Earth Day as a time to focus their communities on how they can all benefit from growing a green economy, said Kathleen Rogers. Always women involved in all of this, but that's because of the way that Agenda 21 is written. It's always focused on women, children, and indigenous people. But Kathleen Rogers, the president of the Earth Day Network, wow, wonder if she has a girlfriend, they realize that preserving the environment presents opportunities for innovation and investment that can grow new, high-quality jobs. The commitment to a green energy economy that these Global Days of Conversation events demonstrate serves as a call to action for world leaders to support building green economies. Green shoots everywhere. and scores. For over 40 years, Earth Day has served as a launching pad for community action in sustainable development. In 2011, Earth Day Network, a billion acts of green campaign, has counted nearly 97 million acts that engage officials and community residents around the world in making a commitment to create a healthier planet. But, of course, many people will be putting themselves under house arrest, staying home, buying nothing, and doing nothing either. Maybe they'll call someone. On April the 29th, well, they'll have to come back to April 29th after these words from our sponsor. Stay tuned.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
That's right. If you're one of the many too many or the superfluous or just one of those, you know, really unnecessary, useless eaters, maybe you ought to do something about it, you know. Maybe you need to do something about that problem. Well, these people are trying to do something about that problem. But I don't know, there seems to be this desire in the last, you know, 60, 70 years. I remember that morning when I came home from school one day. As a little wee one coming into the door. And there on the coffee table was a Time magazine. And right on the front of the Time magazine, I used to love to read Time when I was little. I always was a rather peculiar child. Anyway, There is right on the front cover. I can still see it. I can see it perfectly clear. God is dead. Oh my God, I thought, geez. When I went to school one day and Kennedy got shot, the next day I come home and God's dead. We got any respect? Well, that seems to be what's happened in this country in my lifetime anyway. Now we've got people, you know, here we are, these Earth Day people. They've appropriated for themselves Good Friday. And instead of worshiping the Creator, they now worship the creation. Isn't that peculiar? I find it rather unusual. Where's the radical Christian fundamentalists at this point? Why aren't they up in arms? How come they're out there walking around talking about synchronicity and stuff like that? Wearing those earth shoes and all that. Hugging trees, kissing each other. Love generation. Well, it's because it's all part of the propaganda. Aleister Crowley, the great, the other Loch Ness monster. The Beatles. The little Beatles. They're all in on it. He dialogued you into consensus a long time ago, and it still runs today. Have you noticed? You drive around in your car, you turn the FM radio on, and dial up a rock and roll station, and all you get is the 60s and 70s music over and over and over again. Wow. For over 40 years, Earth Day has served as a launching pad again for community action and sustainable development. Talk about sustainable development here. On April the 29th in North Miami, Florida, will kick off the 1 Million Tree Campaign, the first of its kind in South Florida. The town will also contribute trees to the Tree of Life Project in Haiti, where 300,000 trees, one for every person who perished in the 2010 earthquake, will be planted. Planting trees. Kill the people with the HAARP earthquake and then plant trees. That's what they're going to do. That's called Rewilding America. We've got it planned for a county near you. Over 80 partners collaborated in the Cupertino, California, to host a festival with 5 workshops, 3 live music performances, a drum circle, and a certified organic farmer market. Wow. Organizers, really missing out not being there, organizers will lead a Leave No Trace workshop. That's right, Leave No Trace. Take nothing but photographs, leave nothing but footprints, right? Leave no trace. There'll be no trace of mankind after these guys get done reducing the population. At a festival in, of all places, Sandpoint, Idaho. Look out, Vicky, they're coming. Today, residents can view an electric car demonstration. Man, that ought to just be a... that ought to just, well, I don't know. Melody. Melody Hallett, she has a broadcast tomorrow morning. You can listen to Melody. She sent me a YouTube video about an electric car that they, battery-powered automobile they use for drag racing, and he kicks butt. I'm telling you, fast. Wow. Amazing. Anyway, I didn't like the sound of it. It sounded kind of like an electric drill, but it was very rapid. Anyway, the celebration on April the 23rd is the Salisbury Zoo. What are we going to do with zoo do, probably? Anyway, features over 20 earth-friendly exhibiting organizations with educational materials. Husson University faculty and students in Bangor, Maine, built an organic community garden and are donating the edible proceeds to Shaw House, a local homeless shelter. Shaw House. I wonder if that's in memory of George Bernard Shaw, the great playwright and the co-founder of British Fabian Socialism. The Shaw House, a local homeless shelter. I wonder if they do any propaganda with those people there. The 13th day festival that starts on April the 16th in Fayetteville, Arkansas, my God, just south of me, features an eco passport program in which citizens can collect stamps through the country or through the county by completing sustainable practices. The 22nd annual St. Louis Earth Day Festival on April the 17th will include a green strum workshop to create musical instruments out of recycled materials. On April the 9th, see, the Catholics completely blew it on this one. They're not having a Good Friday network. They don't have a Good Friday day here. They're not doing anything on Good Friday. They blew it. Christian fundamentalists, they blew it. They're just rolling up the carpet, turning it all over to the Earth Day. That's why they call him the Green Pope. You know, that's why they call him the Green Pope. That's what he is, too. By the way, he has a little green yarmulke. Or is that around a lot? Here's another one. Let's go over to this one. Talk about schools greening USA. We seek to build bridges between educators, students, and parents across the country that have conducted school greening projects. And this is your space to share what your schools have done and be inspired by other great projects other schools have accomplished. Visit our Green Schools Resources page to learn more about how to make your school more energy efficient, sustainable, and healthy. Well, the American Planning Association opened up with a little bit of this earlier in the week, taking the safe growth message to Congress. Of course, we read a little bit to you right out of the Agenda 21. We might go back to that in a moment. About the idea of Chapter 7.59, the idea of promoting a culture of safety. You know, this is all this FEMA's hazard mitigation planning system, this multi-jurisdictional all-hazard planning mitigation program. This is for man-made and natural disasters. Of course, hard to find any natural disasters anymore, but I'm sure they can whip up one over the weekend. I looked up at the news last night on AccuWeather, and I'm going to have Tornado Alley right on top of me for the next week to 10 days. They're projecting maybe as many as 300 tornadoes in my area. I imagine I'll be sleeping too well. Taking the safe growth message to Congress, American Planning Association. This would be the APA news and features. APA, the American Planning Association, and the House Livable Communities Task Force. They always have these task forces. Have you ever noticed all these missions? This is military terminology. Right? It is. Hosted a congressional briefing, Safe Growth, Planning, Development, and Design Strategies to Enhance Community Safety on July the 28th. When? 2005. So here we are almost 6 years into this program of action, and still the average man doesn't know what sustainable development is, and they're not paying attention. Approximately 60 congressional leaders and staffers attended the special briefing that explored how design, planning technologies, and local code reform can improve public safety. So as we say, there's this all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, the local code reform, codified, statutory, that's your statutes, codified, statutory, regulated, that's all the regulations, that's your Administrative Procedures Act, codified, statutory, regulated, privileges. Used to be rights. We have no rights anymore. Americans, soon you're going to know what it's like to have no rights at all. We have no rights. Why don't we have any rights? Well, because you turned your back on God. I hate to say it so boldly, but if you look at the Declaration of Independence, what do you think it says there? You know? We believe all men are created equal. Created there, that's one of those troubling words, you know, for the evolutionists. Created equal. Endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Rights. Hey, that's where you get your rights. Do a checkup from the neck up. The next time you say that you're an atheist, you'll have no rights. The only rights you have in this country come from your creator. Embrace it, like it or not. Executive Director Paul Farmer, the AICP, moderated the panel discussion. U.S. Representative Earl Blumenauer, doesn't exactly sound Irish to me, Chair of the House Livable Communities Task Force, probably a friend and drinking buddy with Amitai Etzioni, an outspoken advocate of comprehensive planning. Better check that word every time you see it locally. Welcomed attendees and stressed the importance of good community design in order to protect our people and places from disasters, whether natural or man-made. What is with this man-made, this recognition of man-made disasters? I think that's being pretty open and frank, don't you, in 2005? That was before angels played this harp. APA has long partnered with congressional leaders to promote safe growth in our community. Safe. The promotion of a culture of safety. Right out of Agenda 21, 1992, the Earth Summit. APA's Jason Jordan, APA's Assistant Policy Director for Governmental Affairs. Quote, hosting this briefing helped reinforce the safe growth planning message in Congress, and Representative Blumenauer's legislation will help make safe growth a reality for communities across the country. All right, so we're late to the game. I started talking about this back in 2005 on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Of course, the days Michael Shaw was going full tilt boogie, setting up Freedom Advocates. In those days, it was called Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. You might remember that. But we're still having a hard time getting people to wake up to what's coming down on us and at us. Why is that? Well, more to come right after this word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, when you hear the slogan, don't buy, what we really need to be thinking about here is don't buy in. Don't allow your elected public, local elected officials to affect this various strategies by buying in. Buying into this globalist propaganda, okay? Why? Well, because when they buy in, they sell out. When they buy into ICLEI, when they buy into the United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action for sustainable development in the 21st century, when they buy in, they sell out. They sell you out. It's far more than just don't buy. Don't buy in. All right? Anyway, back to the discussion here. Very interesting article. It's a one-pager. Found it while I was browsing around shortly after I got on the computer back in 2005. I'd never been up on the internet and never had access to Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, and Webferret before. I found all kinds of things. Just looking up things that I knew about at the time. But again, a panel of distinguished experts in the field of what? Disaster mitigation. Do you have a 911 address? Is Enhanced 911 operative in your county? Do you have a call center? Do you? Have you ever looked into that? Do you understand the GIS, GPS, global governance system? Do you realize that there's three-dimensional coordinate geometry on either your doorstep or your mailbox? That's right. I can fly over your house with one of these predator drones in the middle of the night and by coordinate geometry shoot a Hellfire missile right into your living room. Yeah, baby. Google Earth, right? Cool. A panel of distinguished experts in the field of disaster mitigation gave presentations and made substantive comments about the role of sound planning practice and the need for a federal partnership in state and local efforts to protect our nation's communities. Talk about this state and the state, the appearance of reality and the real world, that real world that we live on, the flesh and blood man on the earth, on the soil, feet on the ground, with a legal definition all the way around your county or your state. Your skin is your outermost boundary, okay? Borders, a world without borders is what they want. But what are they doing? The need for a federal partnership in state and local efforts. There's only, what, 17 different things that our Congress is supposed to have any interaction in whatsoever? But boy, aren't they just going across. They're blurring the boundaries. And of course, with legal positivism, you forget about what your congressman is saying. Nothing to do with that. Whatever the prince says, and of course that'd be Barry the Usurper, whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law. Why? Why? Because you bought in. That's right. It's all based upon voluntary compliance. And when you comply and you run out and you get your driver license and your insurance card and your motor vehicle registration and your certificate of title, you bought in, baby. They got you. Hi, officer. What can I do for you? Just recognize their authority over your life with those simple words. Words are important. They have a meaning. We need to be very careful. Our words sometimes slay us. Our people are lost for a lack of knowledge. Michael Chipley, Senior Manager for Risk and Emergency Management at PBS&J, and Len Hopper, the Chief Landscape Architect for the New York City Housing Authority. What a mess that is. Go back and look at the Gustavus Myers a little bit. You'll find out more about that. Some of the church property in New York, provided background on human-caused disasters like Fukushima. Oh, no. That's an earthquake. That's a tsunami. Well, did we create the earthquake? Some say conspiracy theories abound, including visual examples from their work with risk assessment technology and mitigation strategies for urban security and safety. Now, this was before they put up all the cameras. But if we go back and look at the emerging technocracy, even from the time of Claude Henri Duverroy St. Simon and August Comte forward, then we can understand what's going on here, this urban security and safety program. You remember Jeremy Bentham? We call this the home of philosophical radicalism. Of course, where freedom is popular, that freedom wasn't in Jeremy Bentham's mind when he came up with that. The philosophical radicals, they were the ones that were advancing the technocracy. They were the ones that were looking for a panopticon. They wanted to observe you, the inmate, 24/7, and you would never know you were being observed. And that's the way that we live today. Even in your iPad or your iPhone, tracking you around, developing a three-dimensional coordinate map of every place you carried that stupid phone, all right? Or whatever it is. David Godschalk, going up to the board, God, you could just see him, you know, with flowing beard, you know, up at the chalkboard. David Godschalk, F-A-I-C-P, professor emeritus at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, demonstrated how planners have used various tools and technologies to successfully improve safety and mitigate against potential harm in three distinct communities in his state. New technologies, planning and design techniques, and local regulatory reform, there's your regulations again, have helped communities identify potential vulnerabilities and increase the safety of homes, public facilities, and transportation systems. You know, like backscatter machines, groping and prodding on six-year-old girls. You know, you've seen the videos probably by now. Cameras on every street corner, smart meters in your house, regulating your usage of electricity. Two representatives from the International Code Council. I'm telling you, this article is so rich. The International Code Council, that's FEMA's organization there, by the way. James Lee Witt, the former director of FEMA, became the head of the shed for the International Code Council. They developed a body of model codes and acts for use in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement and elsewhere. It is international in scope, that have been implemented right where you are, including the International Property Maintenance Code, which gives the code inspector with a badge and a gun the opportunity to come out and write you a ticket, even if you have dented gutters on your house or maybe your paint is a little chalky for their taste. And it's entirely subjective. Right? Whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law. He has the ticket book, and they will fine you with huge fines every single day, each day being a new incident, right out of your house. Many people have. Jim Tedwell, or Tidwell, vice president of the fire services activity. You think the firemen, local firemen, the first responders are your friends? You better go down and look at that big building again and see how many FEMA fire trucks are inside. You know, every time you put your hands out for unearned grants in aid, all those shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. You put your hands up for that fire truck and everyone applauded. You only have to pony up about 10 or 15%. The taxpayers pony up the rest of it. Of course, it's never taxpayer dollar. It's just loaned into existence by the Federal Reserve at interest. But you bought in. So now you have this big fire truck and all the respirator gears and all the firefighting equipment, right? That's right. You've got all that. All right, the real role of building codes and thwarting disasters, the development strategies to mitigate the risk of fire, wildfires burning out of control in Texas this morning, and keep communities safe in a wildland-urban interface. You ever found out anything about the wildland-urban interface? You got bushes up close to your house, maybe? Evergreen trees up close to your deck? Do you have wood siding on the outside of your house? You know, that whole thing is a code violation. That's right. Zoning is more than just zoning your lot. They even zone your use of the lot under the wildland-urban interface. Tidwell urges federal lawmakers to get involved by more actively regulating the development patterns and fireproofing requirements necessary to protect those who choose to live in close proximity to forest environments. That's right. If we can't drive you out of the woods, we'll regulate you out of the woods and get you into one of those sustainable communities. And you too can live in Zeitgeist 1, 2, and 3. Representative Blumenauer concluded the briefing by discussing safe communities legislation that he will introduce once Congress returns from its summer recess in September, and his legislation would provide blah, blah, blah. Well, that's H.R. 3524, the Safe Communities Act. An essential component of livable communities is the ability to avoid, withstand, and quickly recover from disaster events. Again, Agenda 21. Chapter 7.59. On my webpage, becomevocallocal.com, you can look over on the right, a quick link there. Click on Freedom Advocates, and you can go and read the long, lengthy articles I wrote back in 2005 about all of this. But this Safe Communities Act is a new grant program to support the state, local, and regional planning activities. Public buy-in. Time to become vocal local, folks, right where you are. Your towns, your cities, your counties and states, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Ishtar Bunny, and I'll be back again on Monday, and I hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.